Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. This video is about Izel Trudel. It's a video I've wanted to make for many years, but as I've decided I'm never going back to Russia, I suppose I can do so safely. So Izel Trudel is a fashionista in Moscow. She's a female Bruno, if you will. I had the grave misfortune to work for her for a couple of weeks. This is about 10 years ago. And I knew even the second day it was going really badly. And I resigned within a fortnight as governor to her son and daughter. But perhaps I won't talk about the children. Anyway, Izel Trudel, she's born in Moscow in the 70s. She's actually ethnically Azerbaijani both sides. Her dad was a Soviet diplomat. That probably means KGB officer. So she grew up abroad a lot. Then she went to a Moscow State University. No, she went to the Moscow University of International Relations. Now, she's not very academic. She simply got in there because of connections. It's all nepotism. Despite all the communist rhetoric, that was just hot air. It was completely inegalitarian, this blood system. So she got a place she completely didn't deserve. But she speaks almost perfect English. But I do remember her saying things like more better. Anyway, then she started working in public relations for brands like Diane Furstenberg. And from that, she got into fashion, got her own fashion house. I don't know if she designs things, but buys things. She borrowed like a couple of million dollars from her cousin's husband to set up some shop, was able to pay it back quite quickly. But her fashion brand, very egotistically, is called Izel. She named it after herself. She is that vain. So there's a touch of Trump about her. She couldn't be a model herself. She's too short, but she's extremely vain, is all self-referential. She's totally two-faced, all smiles, giggling girlishly in public, posing for the camera. So she's just nauseating, but behind the scenes, verbally abusive to her staff, borderline hysterical over the tiniest thing, shrieking at people, swearing at people. She's an absolute monster in public. Anyway, she married a Canadian architect who was in Moscow for quite a few years as part of some property development company. Louis, he's highly successful. So she goes by her married name. Her maiden name is actually Gusenova. And that's it. Although her son was certainly born in London. The idea is he went to Eton. Did he go to Eton in the end? I don't know. But I think it really wouldn't suit him. Not bringing him up with resilience. Not a terribly happy marriage between those two. So Izel Trudel, I mean, you should see, had over 100 pairs of footwear, a huge room full of dresses, coats, everything like that. So she is, a shopaholic and wanting to take several suitcases for a trip to Milan of just a few days. Really had it all. Talk about spoilt brat and people to do everything for her. Doesn't eat very much and actually dresses very badly. Remember the weekend seeing her wear one of those, what do you call those jeans things that strap up over the chest? Over like that. I thought it would look rather revolting, actually. So, and had a hairstylist come to do her hair every single morning. So utterly obsessed with her appearance, completely superficial and materialistic, just disgustful. The sort of person you think would work in that. And then, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen's film, Bruno, because he was a model in the late 90s, exposing that world, what it's like, that it's so fake, that it's so false. Obviously, it's all about ostentation, things being so out this season. And in the car, flipping through these models and bikinis, did she like this one, that one? I think she buys them, obviously, en masse to sell her downtown Moscow shop. It was quite close to the former Institute of Marxist-Leninism, ironically, to go from that, from supposedly promoting the eradication of poverty, a classless society, to her, to really toxic capitalism. And obviously she's aiming at maybe the top 1% of Russian society. One of these bikinis will probably cost more than like a year's salary for some people. It just is sickening. So she had it all her own way. She could be extremely rude to people and get away with it, but would be a complete brown nose at anything she was high status, making a beeline for them at parties. And she's a complete poser, so just repugnant. And you can see her interviewed on the Russian media quite a lot. So it's very sad that people like that get so far ahead in life and are adulated by some. She's featured in various Russian lifestyle magazines quite a lot. I wonder what's happened to her, but because of the war. I mean, have they left Russia or what made life a bit difficult for her? But obviously completely indifferent to culture or politics or anything like that. Yeah, and obviously a crashing snob, a social climber. It's staggering this person grew up in a communist system, a cause her father supposedly served, which was meant to be social justice, helping the poor, the extinction of pauperism, you might say, and not fetishizing materials, yeah, to each according to their needs, not to this endless greed, not multiplying wants, not just showing off that you have far, far more than you possibly would. And so I suppose she's appealing to these addictions, a bit of a fashion victim herself, that having expensive labels is the only thing that matters, and completely judging people by these status symbols. That's what she's like. So really not my sort of person at all. Can't abide authenticity, people who are comfortable in their own skin. But I suppose this is sort of a shopping addict filling in a hole in her life. Does it indicate that there's some underlying sense of vacuity, worthlessness, that she's impelled to constantly broadcast her status, supposed achievements, by amassing junk? You can only wear one dress or one pair of heels at a time, and they all had to be a mega expensive. Obviously, never did anything for anyone else. But yeah, always simpering, always posing, really just nauseating. So not surprisingly, we didn't see eye to eye. I was not exactly what they're hoping for. I suppose they're hoping for Hugh Grant, and I'm an obese version of Hugh Grant, some with their hairbrush. So the Filipino maid said, well, madam is very strict about your appearance and stuff like that. Remember the bodyguards, they were always spruce and very well turned out. But I mean, why should you care if they do their job effectively? It makes no difference. She doesn't eat very much, so didn't seem to have a happy marriage, or actually be a remotely happy person at all, not realized in motherhood. The children didn't turn out the way she wanted. They were to be ornaments. They were to be just accoutrements for her image. So that's it. It's all about broadcasting this idea that she's successful, that she's stylish, she's en vogue, people should be following her, that she rubs shoulders with the high and mighty. So that's why, as you usually say, you know, you suck up and kick down. So people like them who are just so sycophantic to those whom they perceive to be their social superiors are therefore extra loathsome towards those they think are lower in status, just treat them like dirt. So I thought she was very bad news indeed. Probably shouldn't have taken the job. It's been 3 months. I've never resigned for a job so soon again. I wonder if they're here in the United Kingdom. Does the child have British citizenship? I mean, if they were legally resident in the UK at the time, I don't know, actually. But maybe they're closer to me than I think. It just occasionally goes back to Azerbaijan. So very well connected in the top circles in the Republic of Azerbaijan, as well as the Russian Federation. Living near Barvikha, and so there's some luxury gated community just west of Moscow. It's a bit like, that place near Ascot, it'll come to me, Wentworth, you know. So where the super rich live, just outside the capital to the west in this forested area. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.